Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Your tie shirts all well pressed. Everybody's raring to go here. It's Friday. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The 3rd of June is upon us. I'm here. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those of you who are trying to figure out, is his voice, is that really Doug Steffen?
Doug Steffen?
Yes, there's Jay Kirshner, who's here. No imposters, the real McCoy. Here as we get started in this hour with a little bring. I don't know why they have that. Why do you suppose on computers and things like that they have this little swish, a little ding things? Like you don't know, you just hit the button or you just hit the cursor and you send something to somebody? Isn't that kind of interesting?
Notifications. Some people
notifications.
Like that swoosh sound or if something pops up and you didn't realize it popped up or if something doesn't work. And you don't realize it right away? Got those little dings to tell you? I have all my notifications shut off. I don't like them.
Really? Well, here we are. Little ding. I just figured out on my iPhone. Here's a story that deserves some attention. There are a lot of things going on this week that deserve attention. Some of them are personal for each one of you, and some of them are sort of global. The whole business of communication and the tools that we use, the devices that we have. You hear me railing all the time about people who just seem to be so absorbed, so ensconced, almost controlled by these damn devices. So it's people tease me all the time. It's not a secret. I have two phones. One of them is an iPhone that I use for keeping track when I'm on the road or I'm not in my office or I'm not somewhere where I can have access to a real computer. So I have my email, and I have messages and, all the usual stuff. Excuse me. But I don't like talking on it because it's awkward. I have a flip phone that I like to talk on. So the flip phone that I had, I've had a dozen probably over the years, and the one that I got 3 or 4 years ago died a couple of weeks ago. So I'm online with Bob Kay, my trusted advisor, trying to find, he's good at finding that sort of thing, and we're looking around. I don't want one made in China, so that narrows the supply chain down. And so we find a couple that were made in Korea. And the first one I had is the one that from Korea that cooked a couple of weeks ago, so then I chose another one. And so I finally, it took 2 weeks to get here, I finally went to a Verizon store because I have 10 lines on this service, and they're all Verizon lines. And the phone I bought from Verizon. So I go to Verizon to have them transfer the information from the old dead phone to the new flip phone. Oh, you can't do that. We don't have the devices to do that. I went to a Verizon, what they call a sub-store or something that is not doesn't belong to Verizon, but they sell Verizon stuff. And these two guys are in the store couldn't speak a lick of English. They were, this is the biggest mall around for 40 miles in any direction. This big Verizon store in the mall, and these guys couldn't put a sentence together to save your soul. They were so, I don't know where they're from, but they didn't, the me straining to understand them began to really cook my, as you can imagine, my sense of, okay, what's America become? Do we have anybody in any service industry that is actually someone who can speak English, that you can understand? I run into this all the time, and I'm in a hugely suburban area that's close to a major metropolitan area. We can't find anybody that can actually speak English, that can tell us how to use our equipment. Well, this guy gives me lots of excuses, and at the end of the day, he tries to take the back cover off of the cell phone. He doesn't even have a screwdriver in the store. He uses his fingernail to get into or, open up to see if there's a SIM card in there and yada, yada. So anyway.
Makes you wonder if that store was a front for something else.
Well, maybe, yeah. That's an idea. But in the mall, it would be hard to cover up.
Well, yeah, that's true. But also, it doesn't matter what country or wherever you are in the world. If you are living in a country and you're working in that country, you should be speaking, or you should be able to at least get by speaking enough of whatever
the main language is.
Like, if I go to France and I want to work in a cafe or something, I should know enough French to be able to deal with customers, for sure. It should go all the different ways. But it's also, it goes to say, too, that America is the only country that we don't know multiple languages. It seems like most other countries do know more than one language from a very young age.
Well, because we're isolated to a point. We don't have to. We didn't, the Canadians, depending on where you are, speak English and or French to a point if you're in Quebec. South of the border, Mexico, everybody speaks Spanish, so there's plenty of Spanish being spoken there and here. But if you don't, if you're in England or if you're in Europe, it's close in. The Germans are close to the French are close to the Spanish close to the Portuguese. So they learn because there's lots of cross-pollination of the populations. So, all right, anyway, to finish the story, so this kid sends me up the mall to the Apple store. Go to the Apple store. They'll have something. This is an Apple. I forget what he. Well, the iPhone is an Apple device. Okay. Even though I didn't buy it from Apple, I bought it from Verizon. So, okay, I go into the store, and this punk-ass kid, who is probably 24, 25, is at the door. He's got his device, and he's looking at it. Who knows what he's looking at? And he doesn't look up to me at all. He says, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I'd like to get this information from my iPhone to this other phone. He says, nope. He just says, nope.
No explanation, just plain out nope.
I said, what do you mean, nope? He says, no, we won't do it. I said, why not? I don't mind. I'll pay $25 for whatever it takes. Nope, we don't do that anymore. We don't service other people's phones. I said, you're not servicing another person's phone. I'm asking you to transfer the information that's on your iPhone that's made by you, excuse me, to another phone. Nope. You have to go somewhere else. I said, where else should I go? He said, I don't know. And there's four other people standing.
Did you ask to speak to somebody else?
Did I? I'm looking at all the, there are four people on the floor looking at us while we're having this conversation. And he's such a fat little punk. A couple of months ago bought something at Best Buy. The guys who were in there were all late 20s, early 30s, fat as could be and lazy as could be, and they all have the same attitude. Where are these people coming from, and what are we doing to ourselves? Where is the place I grew up in and I've lived in for a long time called America? Where is it? It's gone. It is gone. And the fact that these people have so surrounded us to the point, they have this much control. Now, I went someplace else and made an appointment. I walked into the store and said, can you help me? He said, no, I can't help you right now. Well, can I wait? He said, no, because there's other people and we only have, there's normally four people in the store. We only have two. So we have to take care of all the people that are here. That's another thing. And these jobs are paying $22 to $30 an hour, and they can't find people to work in them. Again, where's the America that I grew up in? All right, anyway, so that's my story of woe. In a moment, the story of a new ear for someone in New York. Wait till you hear this story right after this.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, It will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
After the hour here on the DJV program. Friday. Whoops, no, it isn't either DJV. You know how long it took me to, when I left the behind the logo of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, when we first started with Jennifer and Victoria, and then you came along. I must have spent Phil, it was before Phil was our producer at For One More Week, our originating network, Radio America. And so I just, I sometimes didn't even catch myself because it becomes so ingrained. So now I've done the DJV thing for a long time, and now we're going back to the Doug Steffen Good Day thing. And so forgive me if you catch me once in a while.
Old habits to die hard.
And exactly right. The story of the 3,400-year-old lost city found this week in Iraq. There is a drought in Iraq, and so there have been archaeologists going around to try to figure out what was, because Iraq was Persia, and they're in the Persian Empire. Well, before Persia, it was the Mitanni Empire, and so depleted water levels in Iraq, in their largest reservoir, have uncovered the ruins of this amazing, I guess pretty magnificent city. Palaces, forts, all kinds of things. The bits and pieces of it are an archaeologist's dream. So I bet you over the weekend there are going to be a lot of people who will be smart enough to do an interview or to dig into this a little bit more to get us off of what we've been talking about ad nauseum for it seems like forever and ever, and that's the negative, nasty stuff, especially when it comes to Iraq. When's the last time you heard anything good or interesting coming out of Iraq? All right, here's something that's also good and interesting. A medical first. This 20-year-old New Yorker has received this week a 3D ear.
That's cool. Right.
A 3D ear. 3D printing, also, it's called additive manufacturing, actually. Been used to develop a number of things, prosthetics, you know, legs and arms and stuff. This new ear was printed using the patient's own cellular structure. Wow.
That is
Doctors
so
say
cool.
The structure will regenerate cartilage as it naturally integrates with this fella's body. Marks the medical milestone, significant advance, use of living cells. So, see, this is cool. Having an iPhone up to that ear would be interesting to see what it does for his head and his brain. But this is, and it brings in the tiny vascular networks to deliver blood into this ear, oxygen, nutrients. That's pretty, I mean, really, when you think about it, pretty cool. 21 after the hour, this is the DJV program. No, it isn't either. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day with Jay Kirshner on Friday the 3rd of June. Some trending items, including the disposition of Betty White's home in Los Angeles. How much did, I don't know, she didn't even have a family, right? She had dogs and stuff. I don't think there's anybody in the
yeah,
family,
she had a bunch of fur babies. Never had any kids.
So the fur babies are going to inherit a lot of money. We'll tell you how much after this.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
All right, I bet that you have wondered for a long time what's going to happen to the house that Betty White lived in for many, many years in Brentwood, nice area of, it's where lots of the hoi polloi, is that what you have, the hootie tooties?
The bougie.
Lots of the Hollywood sorts live there. It's a pretty nice suburban Los Angeles neighborhood, the west side. So what's the story with her home? Put it on the market, and what are all of these fur babies going to get?
Well, so her house was put on the market at $10.5 million, and it actually sold for $10.6 million. Mm-hmm. There are quite a few people interested in the five-bedroom, six-bathroom Brentwood property, and it's not clear who the buyer was at this time, but reports are saying that it's not another celebrity. And I was looking. So she built this place with her husband. She moved, or no, she didn't build it, but she bought what was there. Yeah. And then she moved in 1968. Lived there until her death on New Year's Eve in 2021. Now, reports are saying that when the home was on the market, people had to be pre-qualified to even be considered for an offer, and nobody was allowed inside. So it's kind of a question of, is the people who, the home buyers, are they going to keep the house as is, or is it going to be a teardown property that they build something else upon because they weren't able to see the inside? And I was also, because Betty White, she loved animals. She used to have a bunch of animals, and I was curious, I think as everybody else is, of what happened to her animals. Where did they go after her passing? But she didn't have any more animals at the time of her passing. Her last pet died in 2017, and she never got any more pets. She just continued to be a big advocate for pets and donate to different animal funds. And when she passed, pretty much the majority of her money went to animal foundations.
Huh. So that's all right. So, 10.67 million, and where does it go? And we don't seem to know where it goes. So it'll go to these. I'm guessing.
Well, it's likely, yes, likely been earmarked for her estate that will go to one of the foundations that she was part of.
Right. Okay. So that's cool. With all the need there is to take care of dogs that are unwanted, this will be welcome, I'm sure, to several of those places. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Electrify America has announced it has entered into a 15-year virtual power purchase agreement with developer Paragen to build a solar photovoltaic renewable energy generation project in San Bernardino County, California, called Electrify America Solar Glow 1. The new solar project is expected to generate 75 megawatts at peak solar capacity. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-pattern saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An escaped Texas inmate has been killed in a shootout with police after allegedly killing a family of five in Centerville, Texas, between Dallas and Houston. The suspect was killed in Jordanton, Texas, a 45-minute drive south of San Antonio.
After a short chase and a crash, Gonzalo Lopez exited the Chevy Silverado with a firearm and engaged law enforcement officers who engaged back and ultimately killed Lopez.
Jason Clark with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. 46-year-old Lopez escaped a prison transport bus last month. Harini Logan from San Antonio, Texas, won the 2022 Scripps National Spelling Bee Thursday night, becoming the first ever contestant to win a tiebreaker. The 14-year-old spelled 21 words correctly during a 90-second spell-off round. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is warning America, brace for impact. A financial demise could be right around the corner.
It's a hurricane. Right now it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy or Andrew or something like that. And you better brace yourself.
Inflation and financial expert Steve Forbes on Newsmax Overnight weighs in.
Point out there are two kinds of inflation. Monetary, that comes when the Fed prints too much money. And non-monetary, when you get a situation like you shut down economies, disrupt supply chains, create shortages, and the prices go up. The Biden administration is doing that now, as you know, in a number of areas, including energy. If the Biden administration just would back off and the Federal Reserve would just keep the dollar stable, is the Federal Reserve believes the only way they can fight inflation is by slowing the economy down and perhaps having a recession. So when Joe Biden talks about transition, that's code for get ready for hard times.
Don't forget to stargaze this weekend. You will see the start of a rare five-planet alignment in the night sky. The five planets of Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will align in planetary order. The last time this happened was December of 2004. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together, and that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, back in space and time with Jay Kirshner, Friday the 3rd of June. Aha! I see what's going on. No illusion here, although maybe people think that the result of the Amber Heard trial with Johnny Depp, the attorney for Ms. Heard, says she has been demonized. Ooh. And so because of that, I sound like George Carlin. Have you seen that George Carlin special that's on HBO?
I've seen one. Doesn't he have a multiple ones?
Or is no, it's not. On it's HBO. A special about his life.
Oh,
and
no,
what
I haven't
he did.
Seen that one.
I would
no,
say
I
to every single person who's listening to this program right now, if you want to get a different feel about an important part of Americana, not just entertainment, but thought, then I would send you, I've been watching it in bits and pieces when I had the time. It was raining here last night, so I couldn't work on the farm. And as you just said, we're off the air. We're all fried because we've been working on the transition from Radio America to the USA Network, which will take place a week from Monday. Nothing will change for the listeners. Nothing will change for the stations. It just is a change that I'm having to make. So anyway, everybody pulled the plug, and I happened to be out trying to get my phone fixed. And I just, you know, it's like, as you said, Jay, we're all fried. And I just thought, okay, I'm going to the movies. So I drove over to the movie house. I had Daisy in the car and the truck with me. And I just said, goodbye, I'm going to go into the movies. She looked at me. She was fine. So I went into the movies. And
wait,
I said,
you left Daisy in the car the whole time you were in the movies?
Yeah, she goes with me everywhere. She's fine. She's not in the car, in the truck. She's shedding so much I wouldn't put her in the car. She goes, the truck is her vehicle. So anyway, I go into Downton Abbey, and it was a completely emotional, draining experience. I found myself, the tears were running down my eyes. It was that emotional. As I think about what went on, I'm getting a little emotional now. For people who have enjoyed Downton Abbey on television and enjoyed the first movie, this is a must-see. It is fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. The story, there are two important storylines going through the thread of the whole movie. And that's what makes it so intriguing. This guy Fellows, who's older, really, he's about 80 years old, boy, he sure knows how to write a script and to get people engaged in it. I suggest that this movie is going to live forever, pretty much like the first Downton, well, all of the episodes as well from the various years it was on. But this story is powerful in that it brings in lots of new pieces. It's called A New Era. And it sees what I said at the end of the last Downton movie is the first scene in the next one is going to be a funeral because Maggie Smith's character, the Dowager Queen, if you will, tells Mary that she's going to die. She doesn't die at the beginning of the movie. Spoiler alert, she dies at the end of the movie. Okay? But the story's in and it just is. It's heartwarming. It's a wonderful way to get away from your head getting pounded, which is what we've all been through this week. Okay, anyway. So meanwhile, back to speaking of heads being pounded, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. So what the heck is it? This woman who is her lawyer, Elaine, is it Bredeloff? I don't know how to pronounce her name, but something close to that.
Yeah, she went on today and complained that social media attacks against Amber made their way to the jurors and that her client was demonized. She is going to be unable to pay the judgment of more than $8 million, all of this stuff. And she went on to say that Amber believes this case is a setback for women.
Really?
It was a lot. This case was a setback for everybody.
It's kind of a setback for the species. And to go back to what George Carlin is, one of the bits they put together tons of his appearances and the way he looks at society, the way he cuts right to the heart of things. Yes, it's funny, but it's pretty poignant. About the human, you know, people. He talks about humans and how, you know, they're just like, you know, it's crazy what has happened on this planet. What survived over 4.5 billion years is the planet, not the various things that have lived on the planet. And he, you know, if you look at the kinds of things that go on here with one person and another, or one group and another, or one country and another, you get pretty pessimistic about the future of the human race. The earth, you know, and he talks about environmentalism and stuff. He says, worry about that stuff. The earth's going to take care of itself fine, but it's going to shed us like it sheds, you know, like a dog sheds his hair. And this is an example of the kind of subhuman stuff these people are both.
It's awful. It is awful. But one of the important things to also mention that Amber Heard's lawyer said on today is that she also discussed that the judge would not let the jury know that a UK judge ruled Johnny, quote unquote, Johnny a wife beater. But it's going to be interesting if anything comes from that statement, because that wasn't the case. The UK judge didn't necessarily rule him a wife beater. Johnny Depp sued a publication in the UK who was just repeating what another media outlet had said. Mm-hmm. And the ruling was that it wasn't a defamation situation because they weren't stating new facts. They were just repeating and doing journalism from what was already previously stated in a different publication. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really interesting if that statement comes back to bite them as well.
Yep.
Or if Donnie Duff's just going to be like, whatever, I'm done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think he's going to have a hard time getting a lot of movie roles. I think that's for sure. Coming up, the story, kind of a fishy story here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I thought that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
It's 43 after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Okay, so here are a couple of fishy stories, Jay. The 12-year-old, did you see this? His name was Tyler Grimshaw from Idaho. He tied the state catch and release record. He was fishing, and he caught a 9-foot sturgeon.
Yeah, you ever seen a sturgeon? Isn't that incredible? I'm not in person, but they are
ugly,
impressive.
Old, archaic-looking, like dinosaur fish. Anyway, and they live to be 100 years old or more. They weigh 1,500 pounds, obviously. So can you imagine this 12-year-old who, what does a 12-year-old weigh? 110 pounds, maybe 120 pounds? If you're, yeah, something like that. Anyway, took all of what he had. He sat on his rod and kept pulling this fish in. Took him almost an hour to get the sturgeon into the boat. They measured him, and it was 9 foot 11 inches. And then they threw the sturgeon back.
So impressive. That kid slept very well that night.
I bet he did. Congratulations to him.
Almost an hour. Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Right. All right, so also in the fishing department here, we were talking about George Carlin and what he's been saying about the environment, or what he used to say about the environment, and I was thinking about all the things that we're trying to do to save, if we're serious about saving the whales and dolphins and porpoises and all that stuff. There are a lot of fishing nets that are used, and there's a new design that's been suggested that could reduce some of the bycatch, that is those whales and dolphins and porpoises that are not supposed to be, they aren't, you know, they aren't supposed to be caught. They get entangled in these fishing nets and they die. And there are hundreds of them that die, actually thousands of them every year, because they get caught up in these nets. So some marine biologists have fitted nets, excuse me, with small acrylic glass beads that will produce a warning sound that these whales and dolphins and porpoises can pick up. They have their ears. You know how sensitive we talk about dolphins are amazing creatures.
Mm-hmm. And they they're so smart and playful.
Right. They come from the same families, and their ears, you can't see their ears, but they have hearing devices, and they're very, very sensitive. They can pick up sounds miles away underwater. So they figure that the solution here is to put these beads on the net so that they can hear, the whales and the dolphins can hear the nets from far away, and they'll avoid them. So this is, I thought that was a pretty interesting, innovative idea. Let's see how that shakes up. Valerie Bertinelli and her son Wolfgang Van Halen, remember she was married to Eddie Van Halen, so Wolfgang is the son, blasted the network Reels this week. It's airing its quote-unquote the autopsy episode about Eddie Van Halen's death. There were a lot of FKs and FUs in this.
Yeah, a lot of expletives in that one.
Right. Yeah, they were pretty disgusted because they're using this show to glamorize his death from cancer. At least that's what the family thinks. It's pretty pathetic, disgusting. Valerie Bertinelli was on with her son talking about this and other celebrities. This is sort of a documentary series that covers the death of a number of celebrities who have died in the mysterious...
Yeah, it's called Autopsy, The Last Hours Of, and it covers celebrities who either died of mysterious or highly publicized circumstances. Eddie Van Halen died after a long battle of cancer, and so Wolfie took to Twitter to just really reel them, you know, expletive deleted, Reels channel, everyone that works in the show, anyone who will watch this episode or who watches the show, and Valerie Bertinelli agreed, called it absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though. Some people were chiming in on this and replying to their tweets. One person said that they refused to watch it. There's not an ounce of substance to any of that programming. It's only meant to sensationalize the negative and sell advertising. But then somebody else disputed that they've watched Autopsy several times, and the show actually presents biographies of the celebrity and takes it from an interesting angle that it's not just about their death. They kind of work backwards of their life. They discuss the death, but then go backwards to the birth. And they said, in their opinion, that it's actually done very respectful, and it does have dignity to it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. A lot is made of celebrity. I guess along the same lines, Ray Liotta's hometown is considering naming a baseball field in his honor. Union Township, New Jersey.
An actual Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Yeah. He played Shoeless Joe Jackson. Shoeless Joe Jackson, he played it. Yeah. The ghost of him visits Kevin Costner on the field. We all remember that in that movie. So, yeah, this would be kind of cool. That's the story of Ray Liotta, anyway. All right, don't forget, the way for you to lose weight and keep it off, I love these reminders because they're so helpful. And the reason I'm reminding you right now to get on board with Calitrin is that you can buy unlimited numbers, three or more, and they'll double your order. So all you have to do is go to toploss.com, use the Doug Steffen code, and you get that deal. All right, get it at toploss.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments,
savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store, N72, in-store only.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour, it's time for our food, farm, family news on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And a reminder about the American Family Farmer, which you can listen to on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That, the download, all the information that is important from this week. I'm on the farm, so I find the connection here. People want to know about the farm. People want to know about food, especially now with the expenses being what they are, where to get it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the story of Don Carnes, who remembers that moment as a child that would change his life. When he was 11, his neighbor, a pastor, decided to buy some cattle for his small farm. One day, the neighbor invited Don over to help him take care of the cattle. Don says he was hooked, like I was when I was a kid. I've been around cows all my life, and I met the first ones when I was, just a wee lad, shall we say. So Don says, I thought, wow, this is really neat. And he started pestering my parents. I want to get some cattle, he says. After,
can you imagine being his parents at the dinner table and all of a sudden the kid is like, I want some cattle. It's like, oh, okay. Yours. Save up money. You do you, boo.
And so he has gone through his life with an affinity for cattle. He's been coaching the Chester County 4-H Livestock Judging Team for the past 15 years, and he's built a farming career around growing crops. He has 1,600 acres of corn and beans and wheat in Parkersburg, Pennsylvania. Good for him.
And he bought his first Angus heifer at 12 years old.
Good for
That's
him.
Really impressive. I was not doing anything near as significant when I was 12.
That's a good story. A new study finds that people with food allergies may be less likely to become infected with COVID than people without them. According to the study, biweekly nasal swabs and weekly surveys conducted for 6 months with 4,100 people in 1,400 different households. They wanted to identify coronavirus infections between 2020 and 2021 prior to the widespread rollout of COVID vaccines. Participants and household infection and household transmission probabilities were calculated using time-to-event analysis. This is a kind of complicated thing. But basically, if you have food allergies, you're probably less likely to catch COVID. That's what the study found.
Right? Yeah, they found food allergy, asthma, eczema, and allergic rhinitis. Any participating children, teenagers, and adults who had self-reported any of those, they were less likely to test positive for it. That's interesting.
I think it is, too. All right, we got a couple of things to celebrate. It's National Egg Day and National Donut Day. That's coming right up here after this.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
National Donut Day. I suppose the joke is all the policemen are lined up. I think that's an over. Yeah, we see police cars at the donut shop, but you see them elsewhere as well. And people got, this guy's got to have their lunch. So anyway, National Donut Day falls on the first Friday in June. So let's see. What do we have here? Donut shops around the country. I love the independent donut shops, frankly.
They're usually so much better because you know it's not shipped in by a truck.
Yeah, they're really the ones in Los Angeles that I used to frequent all the time. When I'd go to the studio at 2 o'clock in the morning and then I'd come back at 6 or 7, I'd stop at this donut place. Just wonderful stuff. Anyway, the origins of the day go back to the Salvation Army in World War I. A group of volunteers dispatched to the front lines with the mission of providing comforting meals for the troops. And apparently what they brought with them were donuts. That's what they found out were the effective way of providing food to those who were in dire circumstances. So that's
and they'd frame
the
up in their helmets.
Yeah, donut day. 59 past the hour.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.